Tax Inversion.com. Have you ever heard of tax inversion, corporate tax inversion? It's where corporations leave the United States, go to another country, and look at and looking at lower corporate tax rates. It's a way for corporations to save some money. And there have been a number of companies that have moved their headquarters overseas or to other countries in order to take advantage of lower taxes. Well, the latest now in the news is Burger King. As you've, and Fox, the Fox Business crew has been reporting on this. Burger King's attempted takeover of the Tim Hortons donut chain from Canada. As part of the talks that are ongoing, Burger King would relocate its headquarters to Canada if they take over this Tim Hortons chain. Well, this has sparked some outrage from some who see the move here on the part of Burger King to get away from paying U.S. taxes. And they're concerned that it, you know, that moves like this and corporations doing this, these inversions, are a loss of tax revenue for the U.S. government. Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio released a statement yesterday calling on people to boycott Burger King as a result of, you know, these, at least at this point, it's talks threatening, or not threatening, but talking about as a part of this deal, moving their headquarters to Canada. And you may have heard, you know, we've had Democrat Rick Wyland, who's running for U.S. Senate. Rick has been in our studio a few times, and this is one of the things he's touched on a couple of times when he's been here. And you may have heard him refer to it, or people mention the tax inversion, these corporate tax inversions. So we've got corporations that are basically just moving to other countries, better corporate tax structure, mean more profits for them, and, you know, lower costs, obviously. And this has got a lot of politicians and politicos wound up tight. So I'm wondering what your reaction to that is. Do you get upset with companies that move their headquarters, you know, to another country in order to enjoy a lower tax structure? Does that anger you? Or do you fit? Now, what do you think the reaction here at home should be? What should the reaction in Washington be? Should it be anger? Or should it be an examination of the U.S. tax structure? 336-1320 is our phone number. 1-800-228-4435. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, would you be more likely to boycott Burger King? Or would you be more likely to say, if Washington wants to stop these corporations from leaving the country, then maybe we ought to lower the corporate tax rates? Do you think would lowering the corporate tax rates hurt revenues, or do you think benefit revenues over time? Let us hear from you. 336-1320, our switchboard's open. 1-800-228-4435. Now, the move to actually, and there, Canada's corporate tax rate, believe it or not, because I would have been reluctant to believe this, given, you know, Canada's really is a bastion of liberalism. So I would have been hesitant to believe that Canada's corporate tax rates are actually more favorable than the U.S. tax climate for companies, which is why Burger King is looking at the move. And there were those who warned against lowering the corporate tax rate, the Canadian corporate tax rate now, because just like we hear in this country, they were worried about what it would do to their revenues. They were warning that it would mean a reduction in revenue for their federal government. And now, as a result, they're actually seeing, as we're talking about Burger King, one of them, they're seeing companies that are looking at Canada and its tax structure more favorably because of the lower rates. So do you think that lowering the rates actually then spurs more growth and maybe would encourage companies to stay? And not only to stay, maybe American companies that have left the United States, do you think that if we were to lower the corporate tax rate, might it encourage them to return to the United States if we created a more favorable tax climate? 336-1320 is the Kello hotline, 1-800-228-4435. So I think, you know, what's happening in Canada is interesting. They lower the rates. It's got, you know, it's bringing more business in. That certainly has been the thinking in South Dakota, one of the few states that does not have a corporate income tax. And which is a shock to a lot of people when they first learn and hear about that there are, I think Texas is another state that does not have corporate income tax, but there aren't many. 336-1320 is our number. Good morning, Bill. You're on Kello.
Good morning. You know, what you just said on the radio was exactly right. You know, if lowering taxes doesn't create revenue, well, then nothing will, because, you know, a corporation like Burger King, if they move to Canada, they stay here. The stockholders, they're in business to take care of their stockholders. Stockholders, which are American people, are going to be making money. The only people that won't make money is the politicians in Washington, so they can spend our money.
That's right.
So, you know, so it's basically, in every given case in our history, when they've lowered the capital gains tax and the corporate tax, businesses flourish, because businesses need lower taxes to flourish. And we're the highest tax rate in the world. That's why everybody's moving out of here.
So do you get angry, Bill, when these companies uproot and move to other countries? Does it anger you, or are you more angry at Washington?
I'm more angry. It doesn't anger me, because if I was in Burger King situation and I could bring back 10% of my revenue back to my stockholders, which, you know, because the corporations aren't making the money, the stockholders are.
Correct.
So, and stockholders are American investors, or schools and cities, and, you know, that are, you know, people that are investing their money, you know, in the stock market, and you know, the Democrats, yeah, they want, you know, and say Whalen wants the tax revenues to come to Washington so they can dictate how they spend it and where it goes. Well, this country was based on private corporate enterprise. Businesses make money, society makes money. People, you know, they want to up the minimum wage, you know, they want to up the tax structures. Well, that's why businesses are saying, hey, you know, if I can't make money, why stay in business?
Great points, Bill. I'm so glad you called. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. 17 minutes past 7. If you're just joining us this morning, do you get angry at companies that leave the United States for lower corporate taxes? Burger King is the latest that may leave the U.S. as part of their talks to take over the Canadian donut chain, Tim Hortons. Burger King has said as part of the deal, they would relocate their headquarters to Canada. That would lower their corporate taxes. Well, this is infuriated Democratic Senator, U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio. He's on the he's the chair of the Senate Banking Subcommittee. He's calling for people to boycott Burger King as news of this potential move came out. So how do you feel about this? Do you get angry at the companies that leave the United States and for lower, you know, to enjoy lower tax rates elsewhere? How do you think Washington should respond? Should Washington lower corporate taxes, make a friendlier corporate tax structure in order to, you know, not only entice American companies, encourage them to stay, but to hopefully lure others back to the United States? 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Yeah, I think the proof is in the pudding. The United States is sitting here with a higher corporate tax, and you see companies fleeing. for other countries that have more favorable tax climate, it's pretty difficult to make the argument that it doesn't work. It's pretty difficult to make the argument that lowering taxes doesn't work. Because it's working. That's why these companies are fleeing the United States. So if Washington really wanted to do something about this, boycotting Burger King is not the answer. Let's reduce the corporate taxes. Let's create a more tax-friendly environment so these companies stay in the United States. 336-1320 is our number. Hi, Mark. You're on Kello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Say, I completely agree. This boy trying to get people to boycott restaurants or boycott corporations, we ought to be boycotting the government. They're creating situations that are just unbelievable. You know, in corporate tax rates and taxes all throughout. I don't blame this company one bit for thinking about leaving. I hate to see them leave because they are a great, strong, solid company. But, you know, I personally don't even believe there should be a corporate tax. I think it should be distributed out through higher wages and some different form of tax-paying method, but that's neither here nor there. But absolutely not. To call for a boycott of right now a company that's still in the United States, I don't know. To me, that should almost be criminal. It's horrible.
Mark, I'm glad you called. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. Let's get to Dave here before we jump to the Fox Business Report. Hi, Dave. You're on Kello.
Hi there. If they start calling for boycotts against Burger King, I will eat at Burger King more often than I do.
I know how you feel, time, Dave.
It's time the Democrats wake up, and it's time the people around the whole nation wake up and see the fact that it's the Democratic people that are trying to break this country. Maybe not trying to, but they're doing it. And by getting these companies to go out of country and everything else, you can't blame them for going out of this country, you know?
No, I don't think you can. Especially, again, when our tax code is as unfriendly as it is. And I wouldn't say the Democratic Party's trying to break the country, but I think what you see is this is the result of their policies. It is higher corporate tax policies. This is the result. Companies flee. You know, that's the result. That's a consequence of these higher taxes, that companies are going to seek more tax-friendly environments. So, and Sue, if you just joined us this morning, we're talking about the corporate tax inversion. As you just heard on the Fox Business Report, Burger King is buying Canadian donut chain Tim Hortons. And as part of the move, Burger King is moving their corporate headquarters to Canada. Lower tax rate there, corporate tax rate. So one Democratic U.S. senator is calling for a boycott of Burger King. They're worried, you know, Democrats and the president, Congress have criticized inversions. They say it means a loss of tax revenue for the U.S. government. So we're asking you for your reaction this morning, 336-1320. Good morning, John. You're on Kello.
Yeah, just like to say that, you know, boycotting just shows you the childlike mentality that's used by the people that are running this country. It's just how stupid can you possibly get?
What should we do to try to keep American companies here in America and maybe to get companies to come back, John?
Everybody knows it's low taxes that brings the companies back and keeps them here. You know, it's not only that the headquarters of major companies are moving out of this country. We've got foreign companies buying companies in the United States. You know, we've got stuff happening right here in South Dakota with our gold mining. The Canadians are ripping out the hills for our gold. Our cement plant was sold to Mexico. Where's that money going? That's not staying in this country. You know, look at Anheuser-Busch, foreigners own Anheuser-Busch. Well, when's it going to stop? We're losing from both ends.
Yeah, it's great points, John. I'm glad you hung on. Thanks so much for the call. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. You know, those who don't believe that lowering corporate tax rates actually helps keep companies and spur business, I think, aren't paying attention to what's happening. If it doesn't work, then why are American companies going to other countries? If it doesn't work, why don't they stay here then and enjoy the higher tax rates? You know, the reality is it does work. And this is what conservatives have said when it comes to taxes over and over and over again, is that when you lower taxes, it actually spurs growth. You would have corporations that then we don't have to necessarily be talking about forced mandates, increases in the minimum wage, because corporations and companies have more money to be able to spend. When you lower tax rates, it spurs growth. So, and this, you know, critics in Canada, they just like the gloom and doomers here in this country. Oh, you lower the tax rates, we're going to lose revenue. And what happened? You've got companies that are now heading into Canada as a result. So it actually increases growth. 336-1320. Hi, Mark. You're on Kello.
Morning, Greg.
Hi, pal.
Well, the older I get, the more crazy I think the American government is. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, because I forget how things work, but didn't the NAFTA program that the federal government pushed through, wasn't that supposed to help the United States, and it was just entirely the opposite?
Yes.
And how is this any different? It's a North American free trade agreement. I mean, companies were welcome to go to Mexico or wherever they wanted to.
Yeah. Now when they go to Canada, now we threaten boycotts.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
I'm sorry, what was that, Mark?
I just don't understand how the policy has changed since NAFTA. I mean, isn't it the same thing? I mean, encourage companies to go where they want.
Well, I don't know that I'd be looking to encourage companies to go where they want. I'd be trying to create a climate just as favorable as possible in order to get them to stay and to relocate here.
Well, I agree, too. And what I'm saying is I didn't agree with NAFTA at the time either.
Right.
And it was explained to us where it was going to help us in the long run. Well, I haven't seen any benefits.
Yeah, and
I haven't seen any companies that have moved into the United States because of it. They've left.
Exactly right. The real solution here is to get Washington out of the way. We need to get Washington out of the way. Thanks a lot, Mark. Good to talk to you again. Let's get to the Rush Limbaugh Morning Updates. Coming up, tell you about a diner that had a sign out that referenced bacon and sparked complaints because some thought it was insensitive to those who don't eat bacon. It's an incredible story. I'll share that with you coming up. I've got to tell you about what happened to a little bistro in Winooski, Vermont. Winooski, Vermont. This is near Burlington, Vermont. And a small bistro diner there had taken part in a local volunteer initiative to plant flower beds in the city's traffic medians. The diner was awarded a sign on a lamppost that said, "Yield for Sneakers Bacon." A woman took issue with the sign, saying it was insensitive to those who don't eat pork. As many people do, the woman posted her objection online, which prompted several Facebook and Yelp comments calling on Sneakers Bistro to take down the sign. It's insensitive to those who don't eat bacon. The initial complaint, by the way, was lodged by a Muslim woman. The diner's owners contacted the Muslim woman to apologize and told her the sign had been removed. They wrote a separate Facebook post over the weekend, said, "We are here to serve people breakfast, not politics. We removed the sign that was located on public property as a gesture of respect for our diverse community. And because this Muslim woman was showing such respect for the diverse community, huh? So you capitulate by showing, or the mayor of the town, and this is in Winneski, Vermont, commended the diner for taking down the sign. The cool part of living in a diverse community is that it's not always comfortable, said the mayor. It's a fascinating place with lots of opportunities for conversation. The city has to pay attention to a lot of factors while acting within what we can regulate. So what's next then in this town? Do we have to, every restaurant that's got bacon on a menu or on, how about on a menu board? You go into your local burger place and they got the big menu board up there. I don't know a burger place around that doesn't have a bacon cheeseburger of some kind, some bacon burger of some kind. Photos of bacon up there. We got to take all that down. You got a billboard up with a bacon cheeseburger on it? Is that offensive to those who don't eat pork? Are you kidding me? And this bistro, knuckles under? You got to be joking. I would have a seizure. And then I read that the more I got into this story, this is that National Review is where I found this story, National Review Online. And the more I got into this story, the higher my blood pressure starts to get. And you got the mayor of the cool part of living in a diverse community is that it's not always comfortable. Yeah, that's real cool. A lot of us are looking for that in our lives. You know, we like the confrontation. What planet do these people come from? This is like Bizarro World. One woman complains about a sign that references bacon. Now, what are you going to do when you're in the supermarket? I joked about this earlier this morning. What do we have to start now? Covering bacon packages in blue plastic like Playboy magazines? You can't have that being seen, you know. You're going to have to walk up to the meat counter and kind of look around and see if anybody's around if you ask for a bacon. It's absolutely incredible what's going on out there. And this is one of the reasons why, when it comes to online comments, and I hesitate to say this because I love having people on my Facebook page, on the Greg Belford Show Facebook page, and you can get there through our website at kello.com. And I love having people comment, but I tell you, I go through and I read some of the stuff that people post and some of their comments and some of their complaints, and it's not even worthy of a response. One woman complains about a bacon sign at a public, are you kidding me? And they're proud of the fact that they knuckled under and caved in. I'm embarrassed for them. It's 8:00.